From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. Trump has been praising first responders battling to save lives nearly 2 weeks after Hurricane Maria roared through the Caribbean. The president's visits include meetings with Puerto Rico's political leaders. Congresswoman Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon of Puerto Rico thanked the president for the government's help.
The amount of devastation, it's unheard of. But during all this time, we got the federal government by our side, doing the job for the people here, like you in the military, doing all that has been asked.
The president admitted that a lot more must be done, and he called on locals to do more to rush aid to isolated regions. Police in Las Vegas, Nevada are continuing to search for a motive behind the worst mass shooting by a single gunman in recent U.S. history. The attacker, identified as 64-year-old Stephen Paddock of Mesquite, Nevada, opened fire from his 32nd-floor hotel room on a crowd of 22,000 people at a country music festival on the Las Vegas Strip. At least 59 people were killed and 527 others were wounded. U.S. President Donald Trump commented on the assailant before leaving for Puerto Rico.
He's a sick man, a demented man, a lot of problems, I guess, and we're looking into him very, very seriously, but we're dealing with a very, very sick individual.
The president also commended law enforcement and first responders. French police investigating a knife attack that left two young women dead in Marseille said they have detained four people on Tuesday. A judicial official said the four were in custody on suspicion of association with a terrorist group. Several places were being searched in the probe. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media networks for more. This is VOA News. People took to the streets of Barcelona Tuesday to protest the use of force by police that left hundreds of injured during a disputed referendum on the region's secession. More than 890 civilians were treated for injuries. Most were not serious, according to officials. Police, using batons and some firing rubber bullets, cleared protesters hoping to vote. Spain's Interior Ministry says 431 National Police and Silver Guard agents were injured as well. Protesters gathered on a day that saw highways blocked, schools closed, and much business halted across Catalonia as workers and students joined strikes. Several labor unions and grassroots pro-independence groups had urged workers throughout Catalonia to go on partial or full-day strikes after the referendum that the Spanish government had deemed illegal and invalid. The Royal House of Spain says that King Felipe VI is delivering a televised message to the nation scheduled this hour. The trial of two women accused of killing the estranged brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un continues. Millar Sega has more.
A pathologist told a Malaysian court Tuesday that the North Korean leader's half-brother, Kim Jong-nam, died of acute VX poisoning as the second day of the trial came to an end. Indonesian Siti Aisyah and Duan Thi Huong from Vietnam are charged with killing Kim Jong-nam by smearing his face with VX at Kuala Lumpur Airport on February 13th. Both have pleaded not guilty. Siti Aisha's lawyer expressed doubt at the pathologist's conclusions after leaving the court.
We have caused death because it constricts your muscle so that you cannot breathe. And when you cannot breathe, you die. You have lack of oxygen. That means you die of asphyxia. You can conclude he died of asphyxia. You cannot conclude he died from VX.
Malaysian police have also named four North Koreans as suspects in the case, and an Interpol red notice, an international alert just short of an arrest warrant, has been issued. The trial continues Wednesday. Millar Sega, VOA News.
The United States has informed the Cuban government that it is ordering the departure of 15 officials from the Cuban embassy in Washington. The announcement comes less than a week after the U.S. reduced its diplomatic presence in Havana following mysterious attacks on U.S. personnel in Cuba. The United States should stay in the 2015 nuclear agreement with Iran, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said on Tuesday, despite heavy criticisms of the deal from President Donald Trump. The U.S. State Department is due to certify to Congress in 2 weeks whether Iran has been complying with the terms of the deal. President Trump said he has made up his mind already, but has not told European leaders his decision. For additional coverage to this story and more, point your web browser to voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.